Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, Jason and I were talking about the plagiarist and how he left so much equipment in Afghanistan. And the numbers are staggering. So, between 2003 and 2016, the United States transferred roughly 76,000 vehicles, 600,000 weapons, 163,000 pieces of communication equipment, 208 aircraft, 116,000 pieces of intelligence equipment. We also gave the Afghanistan forces 7,000 machine guns, 4,700 Humvees, 20,000 hand grenades, 2,500 bombs, 1,400 grenade launchers, and other equipment. The plan, obviously, should have been, if we're going to pull out, that's fine. First, you evacuate the people, the Americans. The second, you move out our equipment, you bring it back home. Third, you move out the military. And fourth, you blow up the bases, our bases, everything. You set it on fire. See, it's all yours. If you got any comments, you can call us. That's not the topic for today. But the topic is what is happening in Silicon Valley. Lindley's with us. And the number to call if you decide that you want to call us and talk about the topics that Lindley is talking about, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Welcome, Lindley.
Good morning, Vince. How are you?
Well, I mean, I'm pretty frosted about the plagiarist and how we just left the Taliban with all of our fighting equipment, including Black Hawk helicopters. And it makes no sense. And, you know, I was thinking about, I was doing some therapy yesterday. You know, I don't pay for therapy. I just get it when I hop on the tractor. And I was moving some, I wasn't going round and round in circles like I normally do when I bale hay. I was going back and forth. I was grading the ground. I was moving tons and tons and tons of ground, leveling it off so that, you know, we have these massive rains that it doesn't form puddles and cause damage and erosion. So that's what I was doing yesterday. And as I was going back and forth on this tractor with this front end loader and this blade in the back, I was thinking about, sounds like giving aid and comfort to the enemy. I know they have a word for that, giving aid and comfort to the enemy. I think that's like treason, but no one's talking about that. No one's talking about exactly what happened. And so people, I think, are saying, well, yeah, he's pretty forgetful, and he doesn't know which side's up, and he can't decide what flavor of two scoops he wants. So you can't really blame him. Yeah, you can blame him, because the buck stops with him, the president. And the gal at his right side, who's hardly ever at his right side, is AWOL most of the time. But now she was in a meeting to discuss this, and so now she is, she owns it. So now we have, well, we've got the resident, we have the vice resident, and that's with an R, and we have the Speaker of the House, and we have a whole bunch of Congress critters. They're all involved in this, and so why hasn't anybody been arrested? Just asking. Any comments, Lindley?
Oh, it is just all so upsetting. I've been touting treason, sedition, infiltration, insurrection, and complicity here in Silicon Valley. Most people here give me the thumbs up, and every once in a while I get someone who calls me crazy. But we're not crazy. They're the crazy ones, and it is absolute treason, and that is what is happening in this state of California. Absolute takeover of communism here.
You know, I saw the video of of Lindley at the podium, and I said, well, when was that, Lindley?
When were you speaking?
Tuesday night?
Tuesday.
Yeah. So you were speaking to whom at the podium?
I was speaking to Mayor Sioux, the mayor of Los Gatos, and the council members, and really anyone else who was listening on Zoom. But we were face-to-face. Mm-hmm. This was our first face-to-face meeting with these people.
Mm-hmm. And so how many people were in the audience, you know, then physically there?
Not many. Off on the side where I believe they were like special people, maybe they were there to give a report or something. There were maybe eight of them. And then those in the true audience with me, there were only maybe eight of us, maybe total. Anyways, we're not getting the numbers. I mean, I feel very alone in this town. I'm fighting for everybody, and people are just sitting back watching their entertainment.
Lindley, when we first met on the telephone, you know, months ago, I believe I mentioned to you that I was in several fights in the corrupt state or Commonwealth of Virginia. And as it progressed, you know, initially, one fight was to stop a prison, a private prison that was going to be the centerpiece of our town, a town of 500 people. Next fight was to stop putting a five-state dump on top of an aquifer in our county. So those were two pretty big fights that I was involved in. And in the early days of the fight, people would say, you know, they wanted a leader. And I was not a radio guy. I was just a farmer. But people in the county knew me because I was a computer jockey. And I taught their children and the teachers how to use and build computers. And so I was in the news a lot for that. That would be radio news, the Virginia News Network, the local rag, you know, the weekly rag, that kind of thing. So they knew who I was. So they were looking for leadership, and I just kind of popped out. And people said, we're with you. We're behind you 110%, whatever that means. And as the fight progressed and got nastier and nastier, and as the government, the county, got more and more vicious, and as shots were fired at our house from the road, it was a pretty long driveway, so I'm thinking like 1,000 feet. As those kinds of things happened, more and more people left the fold. And we're all done. We beat them. We beat the government. But there was just me. And I remember saying, yeah, I heard you guys are all, you know, behind me. But you're so far behind me, I can't even see you. So it was really just me. And the reason I'm mentioning this is that's the way it goes. And are you seeing exactly the same thing? Didn't we talk about this?
Well, there were three others with me Tuesday night, all whom have been speaking out since February with me. There were two older gentlemen who were there to promote disgusting, horrible artwork that is supposed to make people feel good, I guess, when they enter our town. So I spoke out later against that, trying to educate them on how communism takes art and twists it and makes it ugly and heart hurtful and jagged and cold and prickly. And I told them that Tuesday night. I said, this artwork that you're proposing is horrible. You need to come up with something different. Anyways, I don't mean to go off on a tangent.
No, actually, you're not going off on a tangent. What you're describing is your purpose for this, your presentation at this meeting was to do what? What did you want to do?
Well, in a humorous way, with the help of the Babylon Bee, I wanted to put out there how absolutely ridiculous this whole LGBTQ promotional stuff is, that it's not going to do any good to anybody. And if we think we're going to be winning any wars with LGBTQ, that's not going to happen. So it was just a humorous way of saying the same old thing I've been saying for, what, now, 6 months? So.
Okay. The reason I'm taking this tack in this discussion is it's very hard to gain traction with these guys. Did you find that they set a timer for you to speak?
Yes, of course. I had 3 minutes.
Yep. 3 minutes?
3 minutes.
Okay. And how about the guys who were proposing this vulgar, if you will, artwork?
Everybody got 3 minutes.
Okay. Now, when the council members talk, how much time do they get?
They get as much time as they wish.
Okay. So so they can talk as long as they like. And I've been to these meetings where one person will say something. I'll just use the term guy. Guy could be a male or a female. So one guy says something, and then he looks left or right and takes a long time to figure out if he has any agreement from the rest of the guys on this panel or on this committee or on the council. Did that happen?
Well, they might have looked a little bit around, but I think that these people already have their agenda and they're not really caring what the people want. They're just willing to let us talk so that they can then just do the stamp of approval. There's no real discussion. There's no, you know, tell me more, you know, ask questions. There's nothing like that. They didn't ask me any questions, but they did ask questions of the art people.
Yeah. So let me see if I've got this right. Lindley, thank you. Thank you for your comment or comments. Is that it?
Not really.
Okay. What did they do?
At the end of my speech, I told them that they're all friends of Soros, George Soros, and then they started to really cut me off quickly.
How did they cut you off? What was the last thing that they said before they were going to call the cops?
Well, they weren't going to call the cops for me, but they were going to call the cops. Well, the cops were already there. So the chief of police was sitting with us, and he was there to make sure that we all wore our masks. And that and the mayor told me more times to put my mask on over my nose than she said anything else to me that night. Mm-hmm. And just a little caveat here. The chamber, who's doing the Listen, Learn, Change, Grow critical race theory banners here in town, they also just completed maybe 5 weeks of Thursdays on the Promenade where they block off Santa Cruz Avenue, and it's a huge street party. And let me tell you, Los Gatos is a party town. So everybody came out, no mask, everybody's drinking. Who knows what else they're doing? There are little girls walking around with not much on. They're all ages are being represented. Nobody's wearing a mask. We're all hugging and having fun, but we had to wear the mask over our nose in the council meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And does the council sit on a raised platform and then you're on the floor? Is that true?
Yes.
And they have a microphone for you facing the council. Is that true?
Yes.
And is your back to the audience?
Yes.
We'll be right back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Linda's with us. She lives in Silicon Valley, California. And we're talking about a city council meeting where the trans, the gays, the bis, all that are making headway into destroying the moral values of their town. Was the police, was that the sheriff that was there, or was that the city police?
It was the chief of Los Gatos.
Chief of police. Okay. And Los Gatos, is that considered a town or a city?
We're a town, but we're soon to be a city because they're about to pass the SB 9 and 10, making single-family homes no more.
What do you mean, no more? What's that about?
Oh, Vince, they're absolutely destroying this beautiful town. Okay, single-family homes are about to go to the wayside all throughout California. They voted yesterday, and I believe it passed, and now it has to go through another vote. But if they pass this, there's no reason to even own property anymore because it's all going to be, eaten up by BlackRock or whoever, right? And then they are going to turn my beautiful little Victorian into an apartment building. So Los Gatos was 28,000 population forever. This last census, it was brought up to 30,000. And with the new, if they pass this new legislation, I'll bet we have 120,000 crammed into our tiny, tiny little area of a town. With the fires in the Redwoods, in the Santa Cruz Mountains, if we burn down, we are all going to die. There's no getting out of here. We're going to be the next paradise.
And when you say paradise, you're talking about the wildfire in Paradise that destroyed thousands and thousands of acres. Okay.
Yeah.
Back to the city council meeting or town council meeting. So the microphone was set. In order of speakers, what number were you? Were you first, second, third, what?
I believe I was the first one to speak on the diversity, equity, inclusion.
The first person from the town to speak, not the government, but the town. Were you number one?
I think I might have been. I don't really remember.
Next question. So, did you have to register to speak? Did you have to call the town, like the town hall, and say, "Yo, I'd like to speak at the next meeting," and they said, "Okay, what's your name and what do you want to talk about?" Did that happen?
No, when we get there, just showed up, had to put on the mask. They gave me a new mask because I always forced everyone to give me a brand new mask because, I don't want to wear a dirty mask. So the police were there to greet us. So as we walked into the chamber, the council chambers, they gave us a new mask, and they were very, very nice. The police were very wonderful to us, including the chief.
They always are.
Yeah, they were very good to us.
Until things go south. Then they're not so nice. All right, so...
Yeah.
Were you searched? Did they search anybody before, letting you in?
They did not search us, no.
Did you go through a metal detector or something like that?
Thank God, no.
Okay. All right. I'm just trying to get a feel for what it's like. Okay. And how many police were there? Was it just the chief, or did the chief have some of his cohorts with him?
The chief was with us in the chamber, and then there were two officers, I think, just outside, maybe just manning the doors.
Yeah. So like three cops. So, so if you put this in perspective, there are three guys with guns compared to, and then there's eight reporters, and then there's about eight of you. So three cops for eight of you. Okay, so I guess they could handle that, right, the police. All right, so here's one last question, and then I will describe my take on what happened. When you went to the podium, since you were probably number one, was the microphone already adjusted for you so you could just walk up there, or did you have to readjust it?
It was already there, and you know what? I remember now. I followed Talita. She's from South Africa, and she was the one educating them on what they're doing in South Africa and what they're doing here. So I actually followed a very angry person, and that's why it was perfect that I brought up the humor.
Mm-hmm.
The humorous article.
All right. When we come back, I'll give you my take on the microphone, the audience, the raised platform, the police, the whole nine yards, because I've been there. I've been there many times. I used to live in Los Gatos, probably pretty close to you. But I'll talk about Virginia.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the U.S. military and State Department rush to evacuate American citizens and Afghan allies from Kabul's airport, Taliban checkpoints are cutting them off, not letting them pass. President Biden did not consult our NATO partners and unilaterally decided to remove American troops from Afghanistan before all of our peoples could get out. The late Senator John McCain warned Americans about the incompetence of Secretary of State Anthony Blinken.
A vote concerning Mr. Anthony Tony Blinken, who is not only unqualified, but in fact, in my view, one of the worst selections that of a very bad lot that this president has chosen.
The Georgia State Elections Board has voted to appoint a bipartisan panel to review the management of elections in Fulton County. Republican Governor Brian Kemp, a former Secretary of State, applauded the action. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
The Biden administration is telling vaccinated Americans to get another booster shot. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
President Biden is giving the green light for COVID booster shots. At the White House, Biden explaining it'll be easy to get the third shot. The president saying Americans should get the booster shot 8 months after they've got their second dose of a coronavirus vaccine. If you choose not to get that booster shot, Dr. Susanna Hills tells USA Radio News, you'll be susceptible to COVID-19 as the vaccine does eventually wear off.
Particularly those who are moderately to severely immunocompromised, people who have had organ transplants or who have certain immune system illnesses that put them at higher risk for having a lower immune response, those are the folks who are really going to be most at risk. It still seems that people who have a normal responsive immune system are likely to have good protection from the things we are most worried about, like hospitalization and death and severe illness. They're likely to have good protection still. It's really the folks who are immunocompromised who are most worried about at this point.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
14 million Americans that have been vaccinated with the Johnson & Johnson one-shot vaccine are not requested at this time, as not enough data is available. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, teaching class about these town council meetings and how they're arranged. So, Lindley, back in the 90s, couple things happened, as I mentioned before. One was our little town of 500. I wanted to put a private prison into a Shaw manufacturing building that was vacant. And Shaw works very closely with private prisons, and they get prison labor to do work at pennies on the dollar to make Shaw textiles like Shaw carpet. Not very many people know that, but that's true. So there was a vacant building, And I proposed that Shaw give that building to us, and I would give my business to all of the people who were laid off, the 120 or so people that were laid off from that factory. I said to the town, tell you what, so you guys in the government forgive all the taxes. I'll give 48% of my computer manufacturing company to the people who have been laid off. I will teach them everything they need to know to become an employee of their own company, of which they would split 48%. And I was not going to give more than 48% away because I didn't want people who didn't know anything about computers to take over the business and ruin it. So the town kind of laughed at me. It's okay. I didn't realize what was going on. But really what they were trying to do was get private prison to take over that building so they could have prison labor. So what we were looking at is a town of 500, and we would have more prisoners in the town than residents in the town during the workday. So when people went to work, we'd have maybe, you know, a couple hundred people at home, and there would be more prisoners in the town than residents. So we fought that. Now, it involves speaking at meetings, etc. But here's the interesting thing. When we fought, and I was the tip of the spear, when we fought the dump, it was a county-organized dump. We believed that the people that sit on the raised platform, the county supervisors, sometimes they're called town council, but in the county they're called supervisors. We believe that they bought the land, 1,200 acres or 1,400 acres. They bought the land and then transferred it to Allied Waste, this dump company. And they sold it at three times its current value, or then value. So they all made money. And then the deed, the page from the deed book in the county courthouse was missing. It was ripped out. So, like, who was involved in this? Well, it was the government that was involved in it, but privately. So there were these representatives of our interests were on the take. At least that's my opinion. Okay. So we had these meetings. And the town... The county residents wanted to stop this dump. So we met, and it was standing room only. It was not like the meeting where you were, where there were only eight people plus eight reporter types. It was standing room only. I mean, there were hundreds of people there. You couldn't get in edgewise. And they had the sheriff's office there. And I registered to speak first. So they knew. They knew I was against it. They knew what I was like. I haven't changed my stripes yet. Still the same kind of guy. And they knew that they had someone that was going to be a problem for them. So what they did was they set up the microphone at the podium, kind of like where you were, except they set it for a guy 6'5". I'm 5'7". And they're all on a raised platform. So they're looking down. So they have the advantage. They've got the high ground. They're important, self-important, because they have this raised platform. Okay? They're the ones everybody looks to. They look down on the audience. Okay. So what I did, I wasn't going to allow that. So I adjusted the microphone where I could reach it. And it was a wireless microphone. And I took the microphone out of the holder. I started to speak into the microphone. But I turned my back to the council, if you will. And I addressed my comments to the people. Which is absolutely a violation of protocol, right? Nobody does that. Except for maybe me. So, I said, very succinctly, because the timer's running, right? I said, what would you do? I wanted to engage the audience. Okay, I wasn't there to make a speech. I was there to, I don't know, turn up the heat maybe? So I said in the microphone, what would you do if you had a business and one of your employees put a sign out front that said, sure, dump your trash out back? Now, we're talking about this proposed dump, right, in our county. It was going to be a dump that would bring trash in from all the contiguous states. That's five states surrounding the corrupt Commonwealth of Virginia, Kentucky, West Virginia, Maryland, Tennessee, and North Carolina. So trash would be coming in from all these states. 1,400 acres or so of it on top of an aquifer. This is a big deal. So what would you do if one of your employees put a sign out front that said, sure, dump your trash out back? And the audience yelled, fire them! Kind of like what Donald Trump might have said. Then I said, what would you do if one of your employees dumped their household trash behind your building? You know, your business building. Fire them! Third salvo was, if your county government said that our county is so worthless that we should bring in trash from all the surrounding states, what would you do? Shoot them! That got everybody's attention. The police didn't know what to do. All of the county cops were there. They're all there. It's like, I know you're not supposed to be working tonight, but we got a special meeting, and you're going to be working tonight. They're all there. Guns, armor, you know, knee pads, the whole nine yards. And the county government was terrified. Now, I did not arrange this. I just thought I'd try it and see what would happen. But when those guys yelled out, or that one guy, whoever it was, yelled out, shoot him, the county government panicked because they knew they had a real fight on their hands. So all of the other presentations were, you know, I'm really worried about the future for my children. We really do we really need to bring in trash from all these counties? Counties and states. Do we really need? How is this going to benefit us? Is this a good thing? So that's what all the other presentations were like. But mine was so hard hitting that it terrified the county government. Any comments, Lindley?
Oh. If I could say to the audience, I would love to do, I'm going to do what you did. I can turn around and I can say, how would you like it if you were told you're a white supremacist? How would you like it if a fraction of downtown San Jose homeless all came and moved in next door? How about this one, Vince? Also Tuesday night, they're now promoting a cannabis store here in town. Okay, 10 years ago, they wouldn't even let me have an Airbnb here in town. They bought me. And now they want to bring in a cannabis store. They want to take away our single-family homes. They want to teach our children to be gay. I don't know. I don't know. It's terrifying. I can't even believe this is really happening because it's like a thousand daggers being thrown at you all at once. You don't know what direction to run in.
The reason that your story is so important is because it's actually a microcosm of what's happening all over the country.
Right.
It's not just Los Gatos. It's not just Silicon Valley. It's
no.
Everywhere. These pedophiles, perverts, parasites are taking over. And what they do, it's not like all of these parasites have their original plan. It just seems like, how is it possible that it's coming from, it's ending up in so many little villages all at the same time? Well, it's by design. It comes out of these think tanks. And they write these boilerplate pieces of legislation, talking points, etc., how to manage the message, and it comes out of a single point source. Like in Washington, D.C. Yeah.
I'd like to say something. Two nights ago, I was on the county is having these online Zoom events where it's called Let's Talk About Housing. Okay. So two nights ago, it was about Los Gatos, Campbell, Los Altos, three different communities in Silicon Valley. And I was on there. And let me tell you, I'm constantly looking for critical race theory, right? Well, it was everywhere. It was diversity, equity. Our housing is going to be diverse. Now, what these people are doing is they're having enough of their little people who love the diversity thing go on. And what we were instructed to do was, what word comes to mind when you think of housing in your town? Well, there were these people out there saying equity, diversity, you know, and I'm saying congestion, noise, you know, and traffic. And the host of the online event says, oh, I really love to feel the diversity and the equity. Oh, we just love this here. You know, it is manipulated. It is so manipulated what they're doing to us.
It absolutely is. And if you think about it, class, you can see this. So what you need to do is be armed, meaning prepared, to counter this and beat it down. So what is diversity? Does that mean, listen, I don't think we have enough pedophiles. We need some more. We don't have enough homos. We need some more. We need some more junkies. We're kind of low on plagiarists. We're kind of low on burglars.
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of low on highway robbers. Heck, we don't have enough illegal aliens. We really need more diversity. You know, they're not thinking, because people move into a village for many reasons, but one chief reason is the school system, the public training camp. So people don't move to Harlem and say, you know, the reason I moved to Harlem is because I did a great school system. Or people don't move into Baltimore, Maryland, because of the great school system. So what they're doing with this diversity is destroying everything. Everything, including their own tax base.
Yep.
So why
and
would somebody
themselves.
Do... Excuse me?
And themselves. They're destroying themselves.
Right. Right. And people like Bill Gates flying around polluting the air, and Elon Musk doing the same thing. We're all breathing the same air. What's the matter with them? We'll be right back.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day you've got your
take my,
when you go to the
season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I've said it a number of times. And, you know, I ask these questions. One of them is, do you know why the other broadcasters don't do what we do? And then I give you the answer. Because they can't. The reason they can't is they've never done a lot of the things that we do, including respond to this kind of situation that Lindley's in. How many of these other broadcasters are actual lady warriors or men warriors? Not many. They are talkers. They talk about it, but they don't do it. So at USA Prepares, there's a kind of a common thread, and all of us are warriors. We're gladiators. We're not looking for fights, but when they come our way, we don't back down. So, and here's something that I believe Lindley said, and maybe I'm wrong, but I believe she said she's starting to feel lonely out there, meaning in this fight. Is that what you were saying, Lindley?
Yes, very much. And I just want to be clear. When I said eight people, there were four of us, and then there were maybe two gay boys, and then there were the two older men proposing the horrible artwork. That was it.
Wow.
So, yes, wow. I feel alone. I know there are people around me who are fighting with me, but they're fighting separately, and they don't know about me. And I don't, you know, I'm trying to get us all together, and it's difficult. So.
Lindley, there's only one way you can take your village back. And that is the way I mentioned before when you first started broadcasting with us and teaching class with us here at USA Prepares. And I mentioned you take a piece of copier paper or printer paper, 8.5 by 11, and you fold it into three. You put two folds in it, and it becomes a trifold, if you will. And it will fit in a number 10 envelope. And but you don't put it in an envelope. What you do is you write the mayor's name, first name, and then for middle name you put LGB, you know, TQ, that kind of thing, and then the mayor's last name. And you send, and the address is the mayor's home address. You put some more to the mayor's official address. And then on the back, you write, you're fired. And you write it in all kinds of inks, all kinds of penmanship, all kinds of styles. None of them is computer printed. You put a first-class stamp on it, no return address, and you mail it out. And you mail it out from all over the post office mailboxes that are on the street, if there are any left, in the area. And you send it to the town council. You send it to each one of these guys. And you send them about 100 of them, spaced out over about a week. And they all get these things. And the first one that gets it will call the other guys and say, hey, did you get this? No, I didn't get it yet. And then the next day they get it. And then they call each other. And now they're all talking to each other. Where's this coming from? They have no idea. They have no idea where it's coming from. It feels really threatening. And now they know they've got people that are frosted. And they don't know where it's coming from. And then you say, you know, because you're telling them they're fired, and because you've given them the middle name of LGBTQ, they know that this is about the homos, the perverts, the pedophiles, you know, etc. And they need to back down, or they're going to be fired. That's how you do it. I just looked up, I mentioned that I lived in Los Gatos, California for, you know, less than a year, maybe as much as 18 months. We lived in San Jose, Mrs. Finelli and I, and we rented a house in Los Gatos. I just looked up the house. It's like less than 900 square feet. Less than 900 square feet. And I'm looking at an image from the road, and there's the top of a car, and then twice as tall as the car is this hedge fence. It's a hedge. You can't see through it. You cannot see the house. It's a shack. Okay? 800 plus square feet. The average home size in the United States is around 2,200. This is a third of that, maybe. And the price is $1,805,000. $1,800,000 for this shack. Lindley, you got to get out of there. Because anyone who can afford the real estate taxes on $1,800,000 is being ripped off. Because if I'm not mistaken, the real estate taxes are 1% of the property value per year. Unless you're grandfathered in and you've had the house a long time, which I guess you have. Let me ask you this. Would you be able to afford the current real estate taxes if they revalued your property without the grandfather clause?
No way. No way. That's why we have Prop 13.
Mm-hmm.
No. No, it's very difficult to live here, and yes, I am starting to panic every once in a while as I see how much the DEI CRT is involved in everything. Our town and our state is just going to hell.
This little shack that Mrs. Finelli and I rented when we were there, the cost to buy that today is $2,080 a square foot. That's crazy.
Yep.
We built our house for $58 a square foot. And it's a stone house. Lindley, I suggest you consider getting your friends together with some pieces of copier paper and multicolored pens and pencils. And take back your town. Thanks so much for being with us. See you next week.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.